So what to make of the fact that everything is closed, theaters and museums across the country, in New York, Broadway and dance performances? Let's bring in New York Times dance critic Siobhan Burke. And Siobhan, we originally had planned to talk to you because of your intriguing backstory. You were a teenager dancing in Riverdance. You wrote about that recently. We will get to that. But how is, you know, your field receiving this news?
My sense personally is that it's the right thing to do. It will be obviously difficult for people, for performers, for administrators and everything. But personally, I'm a little bit relieved because it means that I don't have to make the choice about whether to go to the theater or not.
I hadn't thought of that.
Which I've had to do a couple of times.
Ah, but one of the shows that you had to go see was the new Riverdance in New York. And it is something of a celebration of 25 years of this Irish dance spectacle. So let's take a listen. Okay, so people who are in New York who had intended to see Riverdance, we're going to give you a little taste there. And others get to remember the red-haired Gene Butler and Michael Flatley, who brought new energy to this traditional dance form. It used to be an intermission act, we understand, in the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest. But it just, he pole vaulted it into this stage show. Just remind people what kind of a show it was.
I mean, the world really didn't know very much about Irish dancing. This kind of gave it a sexier image, incorporated the use of the upper body, which isn't done in traditional Irish dance. Again, just put it on a global stage in a way that it hadn't been before.
Well, mainly because of him and the muscular approach he brought to this. He was kind of the Rocky of, you know, Irish dance. And you mentioned the different cultural touchstones. There's Chandler in the 1998 episode of Friends.
According to Chandler, what phenomenon scares the bejesus out of him?
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
That is correct.
Marge in The Simpsons dreams of a Catholic heaven with rows of angels, you know, dancing to Riverdance.
Now dance, you heavenly gobs.
Because of Michael Flatley, he became a character but then caricatured.
Yeah, he was a character. And I have to say, personally, I mean, you can't underestimate his skill. He's an incredibly talented dancer.
You know, if you ever turn on PBS, I mean, for years at a time, there he was, you know, doing it. Now, you're 9 when you first saw it, also at Radio City Music Hall, where the new version was until it was canceled. You'd been studying Irish dance. You'd had your hands scotch taped down by your side to make sure that you, you know, kept them straight down there while your feet did all sorts of wacky things. What happened to you when you saw it?
I was just really inspired. I mean, Riverdance doesn't really tell a story, but there is like kind of like a loose narrative. So I think I saw that it just could be, it could be expressive in a way that I hadn't seen previously.
Well, then your freshman year in college, you get a chance to be in Riverdance, a touring company, 10 years later. Now, we should say that you ended up kind of thinking, wait, this is too much. You get up every night, as you wrote, act it, perform it, ham it up, be a big darn cornball, not the word darn. But it started to wear on you after a while. But initially, when you're up there and there's all these bodies doing the same exact thing you are, what did it feel like to be in it?
You know, it was exhilarating to be in it. And I've been reminded of this in recent days, revisiting choreography from the show gives me chills, and I've been remembering how exhilarating it was to be on that stage, part of this group, you know, working together in front of such a large audience and kind of having to deliver this very precise choreography.
Let's listen to a little more from Riverdance. This is Countess Kathleen. Again, what people might be hearing if they were able to go to Riverdance at Radio City Music Hall, but it, along with everything in New York on stage, has been canceled. But Siobhan Burke, you say that even when you see a billboard, it triggers you. It's, you know, this, oh, I love that. Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, it's definitely, even just the sight of a billboard brings back a lot of memories and mixed feelings.
So, Siobhan, would you recommend that if the show opens, should people go see the new Riverdance?
People should absolutely see the new Riverdance. The show has been revamped. It has these new video projections. But most of all, I felt that the dancers were just really spectacular. They were giving their all in a really beautiful way. And not just the Irish dancers, but flamenco, Russian, tap dancers. Mm. There are all these different forms in the show, and the performances were just really heartfelt. So I do recommend that people go.
Well, until then, we can dream. Siobhan Burke, yes. New York Times dance critic, a decade ago a dancer with the Riverdance Touring Company, which has now gone dark along with all of New York because of COVID-19. But again, you can listen here. Siobhan, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.